Welcome to Men in Charge. In briefs, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today's episode is sponsored by Lower Heights' own Art Deco Jail. Why settle for cinderblock imprisonment? Art Deco Jail, you've done the crime, now admire the line.
Well, with this ultimate Trap Like Rats episode, Kevin, people really need to remember what?
They need to remember that there's a hidden question, a hidden premise, and if you'll contact us and be right about it, you'll win a great, valuable prize.
And now, the much-anticipated final chapter of Trap Like Rats. The listener will recall that in the previous chapters, available through your favorite podcast hub, the hosts of talk shows set in a barren steel prison, Morag Woden and Bletchley Tannhauser of Trap Like Rats, with Carla Dennis of Cornered Like Lemmings, and classic Trapped cast member and Mazer enthusiast, Army Akimbo, were all on the edge of escape.
This is what it means to be kicked off the air. Color me canceled every time. Carla, we're out.
Hey, it's Morag and Bletchley. You two, over here.
Don't be so surprised to see us. We only parted ways 15 minutes ago.
Hey, so this is the end of our long entrapment.
Not so fast.
Rats? We're surrounded by rats. Quick, Army, get your mazer.
You'll find that stupid acronym weapons won't work here, humans. And we're not just rats. Look closely. I'm a Norway lemming, dummies.
So not a true lemming?
No, the lemming is right. Those there are voles, and those are obviously squirrels. I think that's a weasel.
Actually, I'm a stoat. But I guess we rodents all look the same to you humans.
That's a kangaroo rat.
That's because this is a kangaroo court. You humans like to trap us rats
and corner us lemmings when we were only trying to get to the nearest cliff edge.
You've imprisoned us to run your idiotic mazes and power your habit trail spinning wheels. So, we decided to do the same to you.
But what about the talk shows you forced us to broadcast?
Talk shows? What talk shows? Human morons! Just because we gave you comfy chairs and microphones, you assume too much. Now you'll get what's coming to you because...
We're under fire!
Scatter!
I recognize another mazer when I hear one. Where did that come from?
Over there! That huge rodent!
I'm a capybara, ma'am. The largest rodent. And the friendliest.
He's so cute!
Yes, but I'm also armed. I hope you humans learned a lesson here today. Talk shows aren't toys. You shouldn't play around with them unless you're ready to accept the responsibility for an embarrassing soundbite or an inappropriately dressed guest.
Nice mazer!
Thank you. Now I'm off. Hi-ho, Dick Cabot!
Come back! Yay!
That's all the time we have today for the final episode of Trapped Like Rats. Next time, you'll hear no one say this. Tony, did somebody write in?
Bernie Westhaven of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania asks, why don't humans have four legs, like dogs? Well, when I'm scrambling under circus tent, I walk on four legs.
That's a good point. So the answer to the question is they already have four legs, but that's not the implicit question.
That wasn't a very good effort, but people who've made wonderful efforts are our cast of stars. Tony Flynn, Deborah Marlowe, Sarah O'Hare, Scott Herrick, Ann Porter, Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Greg Smith, Steve Lloyd, and Kevin Decker.
Kevin Decker wrote today's episode. Special thanks to the man who turns into a weir capybara when the sun is full at night, Brian Lindsay. And remember,
don't be a fascist.